All right, so next up we're going to think about ways that we can monetize our app. And there's two obvious ways to do this, very low friction ways to get our app into people's hands and make money every time that they use it, even if they don't pay for it. But then also for those people that really hate advertisements, we're going to allow them to upgrade to a pro version, I guess you could say, and remove the ads. All right, so in order to get started with this, take a look at this URL that you see on screen right now. That'll take you to the, let's see here, to this page where you can learn more about how to add ads in your apps. And you can get the SDK for Windows 10. It also works for the other versions too. But we're basically just going to click install the SDK. That'll take us to the Visual Studio Gallery where we can download the Windows Ad Mediation extension. Now I've already downloaded this onto my desktop and you can see it right here. And the first thing you should do before running this is actually close down all of your Visual Studio instances. Then run this, and then you can open up Visual Studio again because it is an extension into Visual Studio. So I've already gone through that. It's a very simple, just normal Windows installer. Nothing really all that fancy there. I'm not going to walk through it. It's pretty simple, not a lot of options. And then I'm going to create, just to demonstrate how it works, I'm going to create a new project called Ad Example. I've done absolutely nothing to this. So I'm going to go ahead and remove the frame counter, because I like to get rid of that, as you know. And the first thing that I'm going to do, and let me pull this way over to the side here so you can see this. I'm going to right click on the project, and unfortunately it pops up off the top of the screen. But I'm going to select Add Connected Service. All right, so here, let me see if I can get this. Let me try to pull this off right around like here, and right click, pull it down here. Right click, select add connected service, like so. All right, and you should see the ad mediator in this list of connected services. If you don't, then try shutting down Visual Studio, reopening, try rebooting, try reinstalling that MSI that you just downloaded. All right, I'm going to go ahead and click configure, and it says this extension enables plug and play of third-party ad network solutions. We can select ad networks. We only have one set up for ourselves. We'll talk about ad networks in just a little bit. But I'm just going to, and if you click OK, you're going to get this little message that you couldn't add all the required references. That's just fine. Let's not worry about that. But I am going to hit the add. And there won't be a lot that happens that you can see in the project, but I'll show you what really does happen here in just a moment as we move this back. Okay. What we really accomplished with that was whenever we open up the mainpage.xaml, and then we go, once the designer loads, we go to the toolbox, you'll see that there are two new sections in the toolbox, one called Ad Mediator and then Ad Mediator Universal. This is the one that you want. Just forget the first one. You want the one with the universal name, okay? And there's an Ad Mediator control in that section called Ad Mediator Universal. You're going to drag and drop that onto your designer surface. You have to drag and drop onto the designer surface, not directly into your XAML like I've done in the past. You'll get this message that this reference has been added to the project. In order to use types from this new reference, press OK to restart the XAML designer, then recreate the control in the artboard. Okay, so we'll do that. And then I'm going to go ahead and click Build Solution. Make sure it still builds. All right, and it does. And now I'm going to go back to the toolbox and I'm going to re-add that same Ad Mediator control by dragging and dropping it from the Ad Mediator Universal section of the toolbox onto my designer surface. And this time you'll see that it adds a couple of things here. Let me go ahead and go up here. It adds a new namespace and it adds a control that accesses that namespace. And let me go ahead and just separate these on individual lines here. And all right, there we go. So what we have is a control with a special name. Undoubtedly the name of your control will be different than mine. And you're going to have an ID, and undoubtedly this ID will be different than mine as well. These are just randomly generated, and these are going to be just for development purposes anyway. When you go and register your app with the store, as we'll show in just a moment, you're going to get a permanent one, and it will actually replace all of this for you. You won't have to worry about that process. But now that we've done that, let's go ahead and go back to what we did before by right-clicking and selecting Add Connected Service. You can see it barely off in the upper right-hand corner when I did that. So we're back to the screen, and we're going to click Configure this time. And you'll see this message that your project change in Add Mediator config will be updated. For more information, see the Add Mediation documentation, and it shows what will be added to that Add Mediator config file. That's great. Now you should see references are fetched, and you can click Add to that. And again, I'm going to go ahead and build the solution. All right, you have to take those exact steps or you're not going to get it to work. I have found painfully, as I've spent more than a day working with this. When I run the app, it takes a moment here, but if I wait for a few seconds here, you'll see a little placeholder ad for MSN pop up on my screen. So I know that I did this right. All right, so very cool. Now at this point, what I would need to do is to go into my dashboard area, and if I haven't already done this, I'm going to need to create a new entry for my new app. And if you take a look at the app overview for this new app, you want to make sure to go to submissions, and you can see that I'm currently in progress in a submission. And one of the first things I'm going to need to do is make a change to the app properties. And I need to, at a minimum, give it the category and the subcategory, which I just selected as education instructional tools. So it doesn't matter what you've chosen there, but then save that. And now go back to app overview. And if you scroll down, you'll see something for Add Mediation. And you should be able to start configuring Add Mediation now. And you can choose what ad networks that you're going to serve up. And you can even create Microsoft Advertising ad units, which is something that you're going to need to do at some point whenever you go to submit your application. As you can see, I've already created one ad unit name and gotten an application ID. It'll be a banner ad for the PC tablet. And so this will be utilized inside of the settings for my app. Now let's talk about the different types of ads that we can create for our application. If you take a look at that URL, that'll take you to a document in the Windows Dev Center called Select and Manage Your Ad Networks. And there's a bunch of ad networks that are partially supported by this ad SDK. As you can see, the Windows Universal Platform, the ad networks are still coming online. It's mostly supported in some of the oldest versions of the Windows Phone and Windows 8.1. But at any rate, you can decide to have multiple ad networks and just iterate through each of the ad networks that you want to use. Now again, only Microsoft Advertising is supported currently for the Universal Windows Platform version that we're using. But if you scroll down, you can see that here's some more details about including Microsoft Advertising network into your application, what's required, and how you get the application ID and the ad unit ID, and what they're used for, and how you can then use them inside of the ad mediation control. Then if you take a look at the navigation on the left-hand side, it will give you another article about adding and using the ad mediation control, what we dragged and dropped onto our designer surface, and the different default settings that are added and how you can configure them for each of the different ad networks, and how you declare the capabilities for a given network inside of the ad mediator, or rather the ad mediator that we saw a little bit ago when we clicked on Add Connected Services. But I think ultimately one of the most important things from this page that is a takeaway is that these are the different ad sizes that are supported for the Universal Windows Platform. And so most of these are going to be square, or like a 3x4 sized orientation, I guess you can say, or 4x3 rather. But this one, this long skinny one, would be the one that I would probably use for our project because it's 728 pixels wide but 90 tall. So it would fit really nice along the bottom of our application. So we're going to remember that. In fact, I'm going to open up Notepad here and type in 728 and 90 because I'm going to remember that. All right, but ultimately, whenever you submit your ad to or submit your app to the App Store, it will replace several of the settings that were created here by default, like in this admediator.config file. So generally, you shouldn't have to mess with this if you were to configure everything correctly in the dashboard. Okay, so anyway, now that we know how to create a ad, let's go ahead and get back into our project and make sure that we add that in. So here we are back in the album cover match game. And what I want to do is go to the mainpage.xaml. Specifically, I want to go and I'm going to add one more row definition at the bottom, and it's only going to be 90 tall, and that's where we're going to put the ad. Okay, so we'll put it then here. We'll drag and drop it out of the design surface in just a moment. So I'm going to right-click my project name and select, and unfortunately, you can't see this off to the top of the screen, add connected service, and the add mediator. I'm going to select configure. I'm going to select the ad networks. Microsoft Advertising is my only choice. I'm going to click Add. Now, what I want to do is go to mainpage.xaml and I want to view the design view for this. And I'm going to try and find that bottom area. Hopefully, I can drag into it. I'm going to go to the toolbox, go to the Add Mediator Universal section of the toolbox, and drag the Add Mediator control into what I hope to be that third row, but I can fix that if it doesn't go there perfectly. I'm going to get that message box that the reference has been added to the project. I'm going to click OK. I'm going to click Build the Solution. Great. And now I'm going to go back and attempt to go to the toolbox and re-drag and drop the Add Mediator control into that bottom area there. Now, admittedly, you can see that it's kind of fighting me, but that's fine. At this point, I have everything in there that I need, and I go back to the XAML view and actually make the changes to it that I need to make. So here we go. Grid.row2 is what we needed. Perfect. I put that in there. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of the margins here. I'm also going to change the height of this to 90 and the width to 728. Remember, that was one of the ad sizes. Let's get rid of everything there, and let's get rid of everything here, and let's build it one more time just to be on the safe side. And I'm going to run the app, and with any luck, after a moment, we'll see at least a sliver of that little MSN advertisement pop up. And it's not popping up for me. That could be a size issue. So let me back out of this change. I'm just going to hit Control Z and Control Z. Oh, you know what? I did forget a step. I forgot a step. After I added everything, I need to go back now and go back to Add Connected Service, go back to the Add Mediator Configure, click OK, and click Add. And now I should be able to build. I knew I was forgetting something. Okay, and now I'm going to change this, the height to a 90 and then the width to 728. That should fix that. Great. And let's go ahead and build the solution one more time because I'm paranoid about this, clearly. And let's run the app. And hopefully, we'll see a little sliver of blue down here. And we do. Great. So it's there. And if I click on it, it opens up to MSN. Perfect. All right. So that's how we can add Microsoft Advertising to our app. Now, hold on a second. I just noticed something that did not look very cool. Let me make sure this is all running correctly. I seem to have lost my... lost something here in the process. So I've introduced a bug somehow. Hoping it's a small fix, but let me look into that as well. By adding the mediator control, seems like I lost all my album art. So let me look into that, and we'll start back up in the next video.